Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Welcome, hello world, and it's your girl, I am Psy, and welcome to The Psy Effect. Today, I have a special guest. He's almost like family to me, like a second son. His name is Little Face. Let me say that right. Let me go back and do that properly. His name is Lil Base, okay? He's a.k.a. the son of Miami. Lil Base is the son of a former heavyweight boxer, Melton A. Bowen, and the son of Angela Bowen. Little Base got his rap moniker from his father, known as DJ Base. He has been around the music industry ever since he was a toddler. We're talking about 2 years old, dancing, performing crowds, hyping up the crowd since age two. Can you guys believe that? Little Base began his rap career at age six. And with the love and discipline from his family, his parents, he was able to maintain good grades while successfully releasing a series of hits in Miami music scene. Please, everyone, give a warm welcome to my little baby.
Hey, what's up?
Sweetie pie, little baby. What's poppin', baby?
How you doing, Psy? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting here excited to finally, you know, get to talk to you. I know we rescheduled this interview a couple of times, and I'm ready. I'm ready to share you with the world. I'm ready to share you with my family, the Psy Effect, and here you are. What's going on? What's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing, everybody? How you doing? I go by the name of Lil Base, a.k.a. the son of Miami.
Definitely, no doubt. Now, Lil Base, you know, I kind of gave everybody a little tiny snippet, brief description of how you got started. But kind of fill in the blanks for everybody. You know, tell them what you've been doing since the age of six to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Perfect your music career. What have you been doing? I mean, you're 15 right now. You've been doing this since age six. What have you experienced in the music industry to help kind of perfect where you are right now as an artist?
I mean, I started rapping at six. I did shows basically all over Florida, and now I'm now trying to expand. I mean, I did a lot of school shows, gave me some promotions, and did artists such as JT Money and Tate Dism from Nappy Boy. I did songs with them. Ever since I was six, Imogen, the lady Imogen, I don't know if you know her. I believe you do. She helped me write my first rap, believe it or not. And ever since then, I just started doing it.
Wow. That's what's up. Now, you said you've done some shows, but let's be real. You've done over 1,000 shows opening all around the world.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so you're not just local. We need to let people know that you're not, Little Base is not just local. You're known all around the world. As a matter of fact, why don't you tell them about your Billboard song that's currently hot right now? Why don't you tell the people about that?
All right, well, my song "Look at Mama Get It" featuring my little brother Toto and Tay Dism from Nappy Boy is now on the Billboard chart, top 100 singles. And a few years ago, I had a song with JT Money on the Billboard charts, top 100 singles also. It was number one for 3 weeks. It was called Kool-Aid. And we've just been working and grinding it out, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. You're doing big things for someone to be so young in the industry. Tell me, you have been in the industry since 6. Now you're 15. What have you learned so far, good and bad? What are some things that you've learned being in this industry?
Well, I mean, basically, I learned about everything that's in the music business. I learned actually how to record myself, recording, like engineering. And I learned how to encode, like copyright my own songs and stuff. And basically just everything, like from the top to the bottom, I know pretty much a lot.
Now,
and welcome to learn more.
Okay. Now, you mentioned your little brother, Toto. How many siblings do you have, and how many of them are in the music industry with you?
I have eight siblings. I come from a large family. Really just, it's really three of us. I have two little brothers, Lolo and Toto. Twin City, they're also a group. They rap with me, and all together we create Young Star Gang. That's one of the things.
Okay.
And I have a little sister, actually. She doesn't rap. I mean, she got on a song. She gets on songs or whatever, but she actually plays football. She plays football for a little league, and she's only 9 years old. Believe it or not,
you
can
Yes. And see, you know, I'm interviewing you like I don't know you, and it's hard to do that when I know all the answers to the questions that I'm asking. But, guys, if you have a chance, everybody that's listening right now, if you have a chance to check out Lil Bass's sister, 9 years old, playing football, she is nothing to play with. Tell them how they can see that. Where can they go on YouTube to check that out?
You can search LILBASS TV, which is Lil Bass TV on YouTube, and you'll see her on the news, and you'll see her football highlights and stuff.
Yes.
Her name is
Princess, everybody. You, when I say this girl is like fast as lightning and will knock you down, she'll play. But you guys got to catch. I'm going to have to bring Princess on the show. She is adorable.
Back to the question. So yeah, my sister plays football for a little league, and I have a bigger sister, older sister. She used to dance for me. She's a backup dancer.
Okay.
Her and my cousin.
It's a family affair.
So yeah, we basically everything in the family. Yeah.
And you mentioned your little brothers, Lolo and Toto. Now, how old are they?
They're 12 years old. We call them Twin City. One's Lolo and one's Toto.
And they are adorable as well. You know, I can't say you're adorable. I'm going to say you're handsome because I know you're 15 years old. You're beyond adorable right now. But your brothers and sisters... Your brothers and sisters are adorable, and, you know, you are an awesome big brother. I've seen it, you know, with my own eyes, and you're humble, you know, your charisma is just out of this world, and it's always a pleasure to hang out with you and your family each time we get together. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure having you around, too, and hanging out with you also.
Oh, thank you, baby. Now, let's get back to these questions.
Okay.
How have your parents supported your dream?
I mean, they've done a lot. They invested their time, money. We have a studio that they provided me. I have my own studio.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting promotions and hustling, getting shows and things like that. My dad's also a DJ. So he invested his time, like putting together shows, him and my mom, putting on shows for people to come check me out and support me. So they've done a lot with their love and support. I appreciate that.
No doubt. And it shows. Hello to the parents of Little Bass, Milton and Angela. When I say they have done a great job with you, and I've commended your mom many times in person as well as on Facebook as to what a good parent she is, both of your parents. And, you know, I know you definitely appreciate everything that they've poured into you to make you successful.
Yes, I do.
Now, do you write your own raps? I know Imogen, you know, helped you with your first little rhyme. Now, does she still help you, or do you write on your own now?
No, I actually write on my own now. I mean, like, sometimes, like, people who's around me, as far as, like, in the studio, like, you know, they could put in their input and ideas. I'm not, like, no one who doubts other people's ideas. You know, I'm always open for ideas and for it to get me better. So I actually, like, vibe to the beat or whatever while I'm in the studio, write it down on paper, or just, like, spit it on the mic. And then that's how I create my music.
Okay.
So I'm not a,
Now, what other aspect of the industry are you looking to get into? Are you looking to pursue modeling, acting? What other things are you trying to do besides the music?
Yes, I'm trying to, well, I act, I model, like you said. I kind of produce a little bit, like make beats. I'm like kind of, you know, just starting on that, whatever. And Pipeline Records is a label, our record label. So basically they made it for me and everybody else who's around, like my brothers and sisters. So I'm a label owner and a manager and all that, you know.
At 15 years old.
Yes.
Let me tell y'all, Lil Bass is about his business. He is nothing to play with, for real. He's a one-man wrecking crew. Now, give everyone the history on Pipeline Records. You know, there are so many artists that have been through Pipeline Records to record before they made it to the mainstream, from the Rick Ross to the Trick Daddies. You know, give everybody the history of how, you know, the people that have been through Pipeline Records and, you know, what a significant it has been to Miami-Dade, period.
Well, Pipeline Records started off as a record pool, a CD record pool for all the local DJs and people like that, which is in the music business. They come by, they meet and greet, they get CDs and records or whatever like that, so they could go out and spin on the radio and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, ever since then, I started rapping. So every time we have a meeting, Pipeline Records has a meeting, they let me perform to showcase the artist, which is me, Lil Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, like, other artists came, far as Rick Ross, Trick Daddy, Pitbull, Flo Rida, and other artists like that. Also, Briscoe and Uncle Luke and DJ Khaled, they also came by since he's a DJ, Khaled or whatever. And ever since then, we just, like, made it a kind of an open mic type setting.
Okay.
But we was teaching the artist business, the music business, because a lot of people didn't know what a barcode was or how to encode your song to get it played on the radio and copyright your song so you could get all the credits you need for your music as far as they play it and record sales, stuff like that.
Right.
And teach them about ASCAP and BMI, which is a program you have to go through to get all your royalties and stuff like that. And to get your money or whatever. And ever since then, first it was called the Miami Pipeline. Since we had other artists coming in, we made another corporation called the Pipeline Records. And I was the first artist. That's basically history about that. We've been doing it, Pipeline Records have been established for 11 years. So And I've been rapping for 9. So everything is a blessing. We also help other record labels also, like Slip and Slide, Po' Boy, and other locals like that.
Okay.
Ever since then, you know, it's been a blessing.
It definitely has, and you're definitely going to put Pipeline Records on the map, definitely.
Yes.
Now, you are homeschooled. A lot of people don't know that. You are homeschooled. You know, a lot of people are not familiar with what homeschool is. Can you explain to them exactly what that means?
Homeschool is, like, basically you do school, but you're not in public school. Like, you're not in a school in a classroom with other kids and, like, a distraction and stuff like that. Since I'm always on the road and doing shows, like, I can't miss school. Like, if I get absent for 10 days, then they're going to be like, wow, what's up? And then they're going to kick me out. Then I can't go to school no more. So basically, and also do my rapping, which I love to do. So put the two things that I love to do together, and I just started homeschooling. And homeschooling is when a teacher comes to your house or wherever you need them to go, which is like if I'm going out of town, they'll come on a tour bus with me and teach me also while I'm doing the shows, or they'll come to the studio or wherever. Wherever we need them to be in order for me to get my education.
Right.
And then, I've been homeschooled since 3rd grade. And now I'm also, believe it or not, I'm only 15, but I'm working on my high school diploma.
Wow.
I'm working on that. So pretty soon, hopefully I pass it, which is I'm in the process of doing right now, you know, studying.
That's
up.
That's great.
But if I pass it, it's going to be great.
Yeah, definitely. You'll be out. You'll be done. You thinking about college also?
I mean, just because I have my high school diploma don't mean I'm not going to be studying some other stuff now, you know.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to, like, college, maybe like a music college or, like, be, like, stuff like that, you know, something to fall back on also.
Definitely need a backup. And we're talking about a second plan, third plan, and a fourth plan. So, you know, always think about backup.
All right.
Now, we're going to play 2 tracks. The first track is called Look at Mama Get It, and it's by Little Bass's brother, Toto, and Tay Dizzum of Nappy Boys. Now, Look at Mama Get It, that was one of the songs that were on the Billboard Top 100, right?
Yes, well.
Okay. Well, we're going to go into that real quick. This is Look at Mama Get It.
Come on. Yep. Young Star Gang.
Look at Mama Get It. Look at Mama Get It. Fly. Shawty over there, she looking real nice.
She just, she vibes. Lil mama, they're fine. I'm so-so and I'm all the way down.
I love that song. That was Look at Mama Get It by Lil Bass's brother, Toto, and Tay Dism of Nappy Boys. Nappy Head Boys, right?
No, it's the Nappy Boys. Well, yeah,
I know, I was trying to be funny.
But, yeah. It's well, yeah, it's the Nappy Boys. You know, he signed under the Nappy Boys, Tay Dism. You know, we working with him. And I was T on the first verse, and my little brother Toto on the second verse, and Tay Dizzle, and all three of us on the hook and stuff like that.
Love it. I love it. Now, you know what you and I have had some, you know, a couple of conversations, some in-depth conversations about you and what you're trying to do, and I had the pleasure of hanging out with you in your studio, I think the very first time we met, right?
Yeah,
very first. And you were, very first time, and you were doing some recording, and you allowed me to hear a lot of the things that you're working on right now that hasn't been released, and, you know, some things are for the mixtape, and some things are for the upcoming album, and I commend you for making music that not only I will allow my nieces and my little nieces and my little nephews to listen to. You use no profanity in your music.
Not at all. I'm only 15 years old. What can I say?
I know. And you know what? It seems like something that's supposed to be so normal. The fact that you said I'm only 15 years old, but there are so many kids out there that I've listened to that they're only 15 years old and cursing like a sailor's son. You know what I'm saying? I commend you for having that respect, not only for yourself, but I'm sure, you know, just having respect for your music is the reason why you chose not to go that route to get the attention.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, that's like me. I don't curse in none of my songs because, like, to tell you the truth, it's not really any, like, artists, like, or record labels or TV shows that's going to want a 15-year-old cursing or anybody, period, cursing.
Right.
So that's why I don't make profanity in my rhymes, in my songs. I do everything for the kids and for teenagers and adults, even my age or whatever. But so I really don't curse in none of my songs. I don't curse at all.
That's awesome. And keep that up. Keep that up. Now, the ladies want to know, the young ladies want to know, does Lil Bass have a little lady in his life?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know. Do you consider yourself as my girlfriend or are we just friends right now? Like, I don't know.
you had to put me on the spot like that. See, I thought this was supposed to be a little secret.
So but you didn't let me know that, though, you know. I thought it was supposed to be, no, I didn't. No, I don't have a girlfriend right now. I mean, I'm trying to stay focused on my music and my rap career, my artist career or whatever, but I'm still looking on the go, but I'm really just trying to stay focused right now and just trying to make it to the top. But if I find one, don't get me wrong now, if I find the right one, while I'm doing shows or walking around or whatever, but right now I don't have no girlfriend.
What would the right one be? What do you like in a young lady? How do you know she's the right one? What's some things that she has to have in order to spark your attention and keep your attention?
I mean, I like girls that are, of course, pretty or whatever. I like girls that are confident, and they could be themselves no matter what. And just like girls that really know what they want. And like a man, and know what they want in life, you know, and basically just they got a swag, you know, stuff like that. What a girl would want, or what a regular man would want.
Okay,
so
with her real nails on. Does she have to have her real hair, too?
I mean, it really doesn't. I don't really mind, but, I mean, if she has her real hair, that's fine with me. You know, that's kind of even better. But they could wear it. It really don't matter, you know.
Okay.
As long as they look good at all times, you know. Everything.
Now, you're driving. You just got your restrict, so I know it's going to be a problem on the road right now.
Yeah, you better watch out for me, you know. But, I just got my restrict. You know, I've been practicing, learning how to drive, and the three-point turns and all of that, you know.
Right.
So we got to do it. So anytime you want to go on a date, you know, just hit me up. Are you over 21 or are you still 19?
I just turned 21 yesterday.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so I could come pick you up. You know,
you
I have a 21 license driver. Anywhere you want to go, you know.
We could go straight to Mickey D's. I'm cool.
Oh, all right. Mickey D's or Burger King? I like Burger King.
All right. We can do what you want to do. You can have it your way. How about that?
Okay.
Now, why don't you give us a quick synopsis of the next song that we're going to play, Roll Up. How did Roll Up come about?
All right. One day, I was just in the studio or whatever, and then my man was like, yo, you got to hear this song. So then I was listening to it. It's Wiz Khalifa. Actually, Wiz Khalifa is one of my favorite artists right now in the music business. So I was listening to it, and I was like, wow, this is a nice song, you know, and right when I heard the song, I just started thinking about lyrics, like,
right.
Just started putting my own vibe to it. So then, ever since then, since I heard the song, we got the beat, and we just recorded it, and we also shot a video for it last Sunday. It's going to be out this weekend. Make sure you check it out, you know. You got Henry in the video. You got Natasha in the video. You got Sai in the video. In the video, you know.
Oh, my God. That was the most fun I had had in a long, 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 long time. Every time I hang out with you, I have a blast. I feel like I'm 15 again.
Wow. Pleasure, you know, a pleasure making you feel young, even though you are young, you know.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. And it was a pleasure being in your video. Thank you for asking me. I had a blast. Now, we're going to play, let everybody else hear the song, because, you know, I be rolling up in my car with it, blasting almost every day. So let's hear with the Sai Effect family.
And, you know, since I got my restricts, you know, it's only right if I do that song, you know?
Oh, yes, no doubt. Here it is, everybody. Lil Bass's version, Roll Up with, it's on your mixtape, right?
No, it's not on my mixtape. It's going to be on the following mixtape. My mixtape is called Polo P, whatever. But,
All right, here it goes.
I roll up.
I'll roll up. When I came in the building, you the only girl that caught my eye.
Yeah.
You looking like a pair of wings. Cause you the only girl that match my fly. And you say you got a man, but he don't know how to treat you right.
Word.
But when he acting like that, hit me up, I'll roll up any night. All you gotta do is call me. You could be my best friend, I could be your homie. All you gotta do is hit me with a text. I'ma roll up, I ain't even going
whenever
flex.
You need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. If they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex.
in the turn, now we about to hit the highway. Zoom, say you're looking, might be fine today. Out of fact, shawty swing my way. Swing, we can do it all for fun, baby. Where you wanna go, get your hair and nails done.
Get them sexy.
We could go to the movies, put on your bathing suit. We can jump in a jacuzzi. Do
flash.
It all in one day, baby, no front.
No,
baby girl, Eva, you can't tell her nothing. At the end of the day, little mama had a blast. When you ride with the future, you forget about the past.
You want me, baby, you want me, you know you can find me. I'll be there shortly, I don't care what your friends say. If they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex. I'm not gon' front. You know if I fall, then we all gon' stunt. Don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I fall, then we all gon' stunt. Turn her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say.
That was Lil Bass's version of Roll Up.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. You know that's my jam, right?
Oh, yeah. You know I'm talking about you in the talk.
Huh?
No, I'm talking about you, you know, whenever you need me. So, you know, I'm talking about you, you know, whenever you need me, you know, I'll roll up, you know.
Oh, you better stop it. You better stop. Now, before we go, why don't you let everybody know what projects you're working on? I know, you know, you said you're working on the next mixtape. When does the album come out?
We don't have a release date yet for the album, but I'm going to continue making the good music. And the Polo P mixtape is in stores now. You can get it online at lilbass.com, or you can download it at miamipipeline.com or datpiff. But, yes, Polo P is my mixtape. It's called Polo P. No, I got 20 tracks on there, you know, and just continue to make it, music and more hits and doing it like that. You can check me out at lilbass.com. You got all my links to Facebook and YouTube on there. My Facebook is Lil Bass Pipeline, or you can just search my name, Lil Bass, and you can like me as an artist, as a fan. And my YouTube page, Lil Bass TV. Check me out on YouTube, you know. I got MySpace. It's called It's Lil Bass 305. Follow me on Twitter at Lil Bass 305, you know.
You
trying, working on.
That's right. And don't forget your Ustream TV, your Lil Bass TV on Ustream.tv.
On Ustream. Thank you. On Ustream is Lil Bass TV.
I got you. I got you. You know, I'm looking out. I'm always looking out.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of the show, baby. Thank you for coming through to holler at me. And I wish you much success in the future.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me have you on the show, too.
You're very welcome. And you know you got a VIP pass to come and talk to me anytime. If you, whatever you're working on, your music, you know, television, videos, you always come through and bless us with whatever you're working with, all right?
All right, I will do that.
All right. Again, this your girl, I am Psy, the Psy Effect, and thank you to everyone who has tuned in to my interview today for Lil Bass. You can catch me here each and every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Psy Effect. Until next week, I'm out.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, check us out next time for more fun and more laughs on The Psy Effect.